Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to all of you this day in the name of Jesus. I have a friend named Bob. I call him Saint Bob. Now, when I first started calling Bob Saint Bob, he was kind of surprised. And so were his friends. In fact, his friends laughed. They laughed at me and said, "You don't know Bob." And Bob was surprised too, because you see, Bob knew himself to be somebody who was kind of a crude character, somebody who made it hard for his wife and children to love him at home. And so Bob knew himself as a sinner. But as I tried to remind Bob more than once, in fact, he was both a sinner and a saint. You see, through Bob's faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, of the Bible that tells us of him alone, Bob was a sinner who was struggling to become the saint God called him to be, for Christ's sake. Now, as we noted, today is All Saints Sunday, and last Wednesday, All Saints Day. And that day is the day when we remember those who have gone before us into heaven. Now, those people are the people we heard read about, Pete read to us from Revelation chapter 7. They are the people who are wearing a costume, okay? A robe. Not a Halloween costume, as I tried to tell the children, but a robe, the robe of Christ's righteousness. A robe that was washed in the blood of Jesus. They are the saints whom we celebrate today because God is so good in Christ Jesus, his Son. Now, Luther may have posted his 95 theses, as I told the children, on that eve, on that day, All Hallows Eve, because he knew the people the next day were going to be remembering those who had gone before them, the saints. And Luther wanted them to remember that they were saints for Christ's sake. Now, I gave you a card today, a white 3x5 card. Did you write your name on it yet? If you haven't, please do so now. Because in front of your name, or above your name, on this card, I would like you to write the word saint. The word saint. So that my card reads Saint Tom. What does yours read? All right. We're getting started here. Good. You see, there's something I want to tell you about that. Something very important. For this All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday, is like a memorial day. It's the memorial day of the Holy Christian Church. That day when we remember, by all your saints in warfare, for all your saints at rest, your holy name, O Jesus, forevermore be blessed. For you have won the battle, that they may wear the crown. And now they shine in glory, reflected from your throne. On this All Saints Day, I want to invite you to hear the Holy Spirit tell us through his word what we need to know. Perhaps we might understand it in view of three questions. I'll ask you to repeat the questions with me. Number one, what is a saint? Number two, why would we call someone a saint? And number three, how can you know that you are living as a saint? Thank you. Thank you. So first of all, what is a saint? A saint is someone who belongs to the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, as we confess this morning in the Creed. Now, according to Colossians chapter 1, a saint is someone whom God has qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. When the Apostle Paul wrote his New Testament letters, he addressed them to all the saints in a particular place, like the church at Corinth. And when the head of the church, Jesus Christ, gave some to be pastors and teachers, he did so to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Now, who are those saints? They are the members of the one holy Christian church, both in eternity and here in time. Number two, why would we ever call someone a saint? Well, the title saint comes from the Bible, from a Bible word that means holy one, someone who has been set apart from the world and its ways. God sets his saints apart for the work of ministry. That ministry is one of serving Christ in the people around us each day. Now, several times a year, my mother asked me and my two younger sisters to help her polish silver. We had every day spoons, knives, and forks, but then we had a special set of silver. Some of you know what I'm talking about, right? And if you remember that, you remember what a delight it was to polish that silver. Well, Mom set that silver apart for special occasions like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. In a sense, then, that silver was holy, set apart, holy. Well, a saint is likewise holy, set apart by God, but not just on holidays, rather for everyday use in his salvation cause. Now, God does this in holy baptism when he buries us into the death of Christ and then raises us anew to live the life that Christ lived by the power of his Spirit. We live that life in the strength of his calling us saints. And that's why Martin Luther would teach us to begin each day by making the sign of the cross and then remembering that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man, a new woman, daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Now, one of our children said that he wore a football costume for Halloween, right? Well, let me ask this. Is anybody here a football fan? Okay. What's your favorite team? Well, nobody wants to say that, right? Kind of getting a fight here right where we are. Well, out on the field, how do you know which is your team? By the uniform the players wear, right? In fact, they can't play the game until they have the uniform on, right? Well, those baptized into Christ's death and resurrection receive the robe of his righteousness as their uniform in life. God calls them to be saints on the playing field of each day. Now, we hear a lot about identity these days. I read that one popular social media site that I'm going to guess many of you use offers people 53 different identities by which they can set themselves apart from other people. 53. Well, we who have been baptized into Christ, we have only one, and that is saint. Each of us is a saint. That is our identity. It's the identity of anybody who has been born from above by water and the Spirit. And our reading from 1 John chapter 3 puts it in these terms, which we heard read earlier. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Saints is what the Bible calls children of God, for Christ's sake. But if you are baptized and you believe in Jesus, you may be wondering, I'm a saint? How can you know that you are living as a saint and not just as a sinner? Well, here we need to turn to our reading of the Holy Gospel once again. And I'll invite you to do that on page 9 of the worship folder, where we have listed Jesus' Beatitudes. Each Beatitude begins with what word? Blessed. Now you can know you are a saint when you experience the blessings Jesus identifies here. Let me say that again. You can know that you are living as a saint and not just as a sinner when you are experiencing the blessings that Jesus lays out here. Am I making sense? But if you read these carefully, do these sound like the blessings people talk about when they talk about being blessed? Not at all. Okay. So I want you to read through the blessings, the Beatitudes, once again, as I'm going to offer a contrast. You see, the world around us says, blessed are the proud and self-confident. But what does Jesus say? Blessed are the poor in spirit. The world around us says, blessed are those who don't let anything get them down. But Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn. The world around us says, blessed are those who use their strengths to get ahead. But Jesus says, blessed are those who are meek. The world around us says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what they want out of life. But Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The world around us says, blessed are those who give others what they deserve. But what does Jesus say? Blessed are those who are merciful. The world around us says, blessed are those who are true to themselves. But Jesus says, blessed are those who are pure in heart. The world around us says, blessed are those who refuse to let anybody take anything from them. But Jesus says, blessed are those who are peacemakers. The world around us says, blessed are those who always go along to get along. But what does Jesus say? Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, as they show and tell others about my self-sacrificial love for them. Kosti Hinn is the nephew of one of today's most famous and successful prosperity preachers. In a recent article I read, Mr. Hinn talks about living a life of luxury, jet-setting from one place to the other on the globe. He was helping his famous uncle preach a message saying that God wants all people to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. All the while, Kosti's uncle was enriching himself, most of all. Then Kosti Hinn got to studying the words of the Bible, the words of Jesus, and he discovered that he was nothing more than a self-serving, self-indulgent fellow living a life that missed out on actually following Jesus. He wanted to be a member of the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. And now, thanks be to God, he is believing in this Jesus and believing what Jesus says about blessing in his Beatitudes. Now, Martin Luther, whom we have heard about all this fall, and thanks be to God for Pastor Ryan and his messages from the book of Romans this summer and for his Bible classes on Sunday morning, where he's told us more about Martin Luther and what he represents and why we are a Lutheran church. Luther said this: people of the world can see who it is that is a Christ follower when they look at the Christ follower's life and see this happening. This person holds the sacred cross. What does that mean? It means that this person who follows Jesus will suffer every misfortune and persecution, will suffer all kinds of trials and evil from the devil, the world, and his own sinfulness. He will experience inward sadness, timidity, fear, outward poverty, contempt, illness, weakness. Why? In order to become like the head of the church, Jesus. And the only reason, Martin Luther says, that these people suffer is that they steadfastly adhere to Christ, to his cross, to his word, enduring what they endure for the sake of Christ. Well, think about the Apostle Paul. Remember that Paul was in prison when he would write many of his letters, and he would speak of those who are fighting the good fight of faith. Well, what was Paul fighting? Remember the times when he was betrayed by friends, when he was whipped and beaten, when he was left for dead, shipwrecked, starved, and exposed to deadly weather. He was suffering all of this in the course of trying to bring the good news of Christ to others and follow Christ himself. Now, maybe none of us here today yet has suffered for Christ in such violent ways, but we too suffer the way Paul did if we remember that daily we are at war with our own selfishness, pride, fear, and doubt. And this is the worst kind of war that any of us could ever experience. In Romans chapter 7, Paul described how he himself experienced this internal struggle where he wanted to do what God wanted him to do, but he did not have the ability to do it. And so he ended this description saying, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" He was hopeless at this point. He realized that he could never be all that God called him to be in Christ. He could never, as a sinner, become that saint except Jesus Christ gave him the victory. Jesus Christ had placed on Paul the robe of Christ's own righteousness. And so now Paul shared in that victory, that same victory that Jesus has come to share with us here today. And that's why Paul could sing with us if he were here this morning, how the Lord is the captain, our captain, in the well-fought fight. Daily, we lose battles. I don't know about you, but I do. But thanks be to God, Jesus has already won the war. And Jesus shares his victory with us so that we now have the opportunity to live the blessed saint's life of victory over sin, death, and the devil. So think about people who are fighting these battles today. I'm thinking of the victims of hurricanes or forest fires who wonder, well, if God is good, where was he when my home was destroyed? Think about those who've lost loved ones in Las Vegas or New York and Afghanistan, Africa, and elsewhere. Think about people who are walking out of a doctor's office with a terminal diagnosis in hand. Think about congregations who are so busy doing what they've always done that they are unaware that they have forgotten the mission of Christ's church. Think about those homes today where there are so many constant distractions that parents don't have the time and the energy to train their children to follow Jesus. Think about those spouses who in this world of pornography are struggling to remain faithful to each other. Now, these are battles we face daily, the kinds of battles where Satan seeks to rob us of our confidence in God, the God who is so good that he sent his own son to sacrifice Jesus on the cross in our places. And yet, in the heat of life's battles, the Spirit of this God lifts us up again to sing. A mighty fortress is our God. The old evil foe now means deadly woe, but for us fights the valiant one. He's by our side upon the plain. Our victory he has won. The kingdom ours remaineth. And so on this All Saints Sunday, I remember with thanksgiving my friend Bob, Saint Bob. And I remember many others who have fought the good fight of faith. But I also remember you. What does your card read again? Mine reads Saint Tom. Yours? Yeah, you see, by God's grace alone, through your faith alone, in the Jesus Christ of the Bible alone, you wield weapons of the Spirit as you fight the wars of this world. You are becoming what God says you are for Christ's sake, a blessed saint. Amen? Amen. Thanks be to God.